from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Investigation into the California shootings continues. The husband and wife who shot 14 people to death at a California holiday party had 12 pipe bombs, bomb-making materials, and thousands of rounds of ammunition in their apartment. The biggest question left for investigators is why the couple did what they did. President Obama on Thursday.
Our expectation is that this may take some time before we're able to sort it all through. There may be mixed motives involved in this, which makes the investigation more complicated.
Police Lieutenant Mike Madden was the first officer to arrive at the scene of the shooting.
As we entered into the conference room, the situation was surreal. It was something that I don't think, again, we prepare for, and they try to, an active shooter, we talk about sensory overload. They just try to throw everything at you to prepare you for dealing with that. What you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you're smelling, and it was all of that and more.
Syed Rizwan Farooq and his wife Tashfeen Malik were killed in a shootout with police near the handicap training session where they shot and killed 14 people and wounded 21. Fighting was reported in central Somalia on Thursday, a day after the leaders of the rival Puntland and Galmudug administration signed a peace agreement. A VOA reporter in the town of Galkayo said the fighting began early Thursday. British warplanes have begun carrying out airstrikes in Syria shortly after lawmakers in London approved an expanded strategy to defeat the Islamic State group. Royal Air Force Tornado fighter jets took off from a British air base in Cyprus, struck targets in Syria, and returned safely to the base. This is VOA News.